One beautiful April day, when Sally was in sixth grade, all of the aunt's cats followed her to school. After that, even the teachers wouldn't pass her in an empty hallway and would find an excuse to head in the other direction. As they scurried away, the teachers smiled at her oddly, and perhaps they were afraid not to. Black cats can do that to some people. They make them go all shivery and scared and remind them of dark, wicked nights. The aunt's cats, however, were not particularly frightening. They were spoiled and liked to sleep on the couches, and they were all named for birds. There was cardinal and crow and raven and goose. There was a gawky kitten named Dove and an ill-tempered tom named Magpie who hissed at the others and kept them at bay. It would be difficult to believe that such a mangy bunch of creatures had come up with a plan to shame Sally, but that is what seemed to have happened. Although they may have followed her on that day simply because she'd fixed a tuna fish sandwich for lunch, just for herself, as Jillian was pretending to have strep throat and was home in bed, where she was sure to stay for the best part of a week, reading magazines and eating candy bars with no cares when it came to getting chocolate on the sheets. Since Sally was the one who took responsibility for the laundry. On this morning, Sally didn't even know the cats were behind her until she sat down at her desk. Some of her classmates were laughing, but three girls had jumped up onto the radiator and were shrieking. Anyone would have thought a gang of demons had entered the room, but it was only those flea-bitten creatures that had followed Sally to school. They paraded past chairs and desks, black as night and howling like banshees. Sally shooed them away, but the cats just came closer. They paced back and forth in front of her, their tails in the air, meowing with voices so horrible the sound could have curdled milk in the cup. "Scat!" Sally whispered when Magpie jumped into her lap and began kneading his claws into her nicest blue dress. "Go away!" she begged him. But even when Miss Mullins came in and smacked her desk with a ruler and used her sternest voice to suggest that Sally had better rid the room of the cats tout suite or risk detention, the revolting beasts refused to go. A panic had spread, and the more high-strung of Sally's classmates were already whispering witchery. A witch, after all, was often accompanied by a familiar, an animal to do her most evil bidding. The more familiars there were, the nastier the bidding, and here was an entire troop of disgusting creatures. Several children had fainted. Some would be phobic about cats for the rest of their lives. The gym teacher was sent for, and he waved a broom around, but still the cats wouldn't leave.